Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, you kick us off. What's going on in your world?
You know
in
what?
Your world.
I had a little thing happen to me yesterday that was kind of funny to me, and it was directly after we were hanging out, you, me, and Katie, after work for a little bit. I was hungry and hankering for some Chick-fil-A, and I was near the Chick-fil-A that I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I wanted to go in, pop in, and say hi. There's a few people that still work there, like my old managers, and I like to say hi. Well, one worker was there, and God bless her. I love her. Her name is Shelly. She is the sweetest lady. Worked with her, known her for years. But there was one thing yesterday that was happening to me. She was the only person, you know, taking orders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get up to the line, and I'm like, hey, Shelly, how are you? We start talking. I put in my order, and I kid you not, for like 7 to 10 minutes, she kept me there and was showing me pictures of her son who ran a 10K in 30 minutes, and she was so proud of. And it's so cute. Like,
yeah.
It's such a cute conversation of an older woman showing me her life because she lives alone and she probably doesn't have many people to talk
can
to.
Can relate
okay?
to that.
Yeah, and so it was adorable, but at the same time, I'm like sweating nervous
like,
because
I've got to go.
The
yeah.
line
ma'am.
Is building, you guys.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, Shelly, I ordered, like, I had already gotten my
Shelly.
Food handed to me.
Shelly.
They were like, Josh, and my food was ready.
Shelly.
She's still talking to me. It was.
She had a lot
that's
to say.
Funny.
So awkward.
That's cute.
I don't know how to end conversations.
Yeah.
I'm not good
well,
at that.
You give her a tongue kiss and you
exactly.
move on.
Exactly. You oh. hug. You
yeah,
just
you
hug
come here,
across
Shelly.
The counter. And then you know it's
like,
done.
You taste like Chick-fil-A sauce.
It was awful.
It was weird fries. Seeing like everybody's still working there, like from your job in high school, essentially.
Yes.
They've moved up, though, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Really?
Some of them
haven't. But you know what? Look, Chick-fil-A has great bennies. Like,
yeah, they
I know,
really
I hear
do.
About that.
They
yeah.
treat their customers really well, and the managers make quite a lot of money.
You could have still been there, and you could have been a manager now.
Oh.
You could have owned your own franchise by now.
Easily. Yeah. And I didn't do that, and that's okay. People
yeah,
take
so
their own.
And here
okay.
you are.
I'm okay.
And here
okay.
you are.
We're not supposed to make me cry today, Jeremy.
No,
we're not supposed
like
to
how much
that.
Are those managers making?
No, they make quite
like
a bit of money.
20 times your salary.
Oh, yeah. They're
talking
making,
about that.
They're making a good six figures, right?
And you can steal boxes of Chick-fil-A sauce and take them home.
Okay, that's the other thing. I forgot how expensive Chick-fil-A is because when I used to get that ish for free, it was so nice. And now it's like $20.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
$20 for a drink
make,
and a meal.
You got to make manager money to get those sandwiches, man.
I know. I miss getting it for free.
You going to go back and apply today?
I already did yesterday.
We were talking about Josh hanging out at the Chick-fil-A yesterday, and we were kind of joking that maybe you should have picked up a application. You probably make more money there than you do here, right?
I could pick up a few shifts, right, in the afternoon?
So, just an assistant general manager, you're going to be about $55,000 a year.
Oh,
just
that's not much.
Assistant
Wait a minute.
GM. General manager of your store. Now here's where you start raking it in. Your base is about 73 to 92.
Okay.
But if you're at a high volume location, which we'll get back to, you can reach up to $150,000 a year, and some performance bonuses can be on top of that. So that's for a GM / store manager at a high volume location.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, isn't that every Chick-fil-A?
That's every single one.
High volume location.
Which makes that money not worth it at all. Like
really?
You are working
oh,
so much. You're
I
working 15, 16 hours a day. Feeding people is so stressful. If you think you're gonna lay back and, you know, search stories on the internet all day like we do right now, there's no way.
But
it's
their
so
pleasure.
Much more work.
It's their, you gotta
so
say my
much
pleasure
more
like
stress.
A million times.
So much more stress. Like
probably
you're stress.
Not.
Are you kidding me?
Because you got all your minions
worked,
doing
have
stuff.
Have you ever worked in the food industry? No, but when
but you're
stuff
the GM.
Hits the fan, that all comes back on you. Like, no, yeah. I don't think you realize how much pressure is on a GM at a fast food stop.
Yeah,
like,
but it's also
hey, Josh,
a Chick-fil-A.
You worked there. Was there a lot
I've
of pressure?
I've worked in fast food. There's
so
much pressure.
Hold on, we're talking Chick-fil-A.
I will say I was a shift manager when I got there.
Was there a lot of pressure?
No.
Yeah. How about
no.
a GM?
A GM, though, is a shift manager.
A GM's
nothing.
Out back smoking cigarettes
like,
while everybody else
no,
is.
No, they're not. I don't know what. Like, it's
not
so
a
funny.
Chick-fil-A. That's the Lord's place.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, but even just they're vaping the GM, here. Period. Like, no. And
much
then
cleaner.
Right now, with nobody wanting
GM's
to work.
GM's is cake.
Nobody wanting to work, and then you have to pick up the slack
no,
from
I think
your
Chick-fil-A,
non-existent
I'm not
going to
lie.
Well,
I think
Josh
Chick-fil-A
was there.
Really
like, he's
workers.
Our expert.
Josh was there 10 years ago, Jeremy. Things have changed since then.
No.
And being a fast food. Let's ask
Hold
people
on.
Who work
Josh,
in the
Josh, things
restaurant
changed
industry.
In 10 years at Chick-fil-A?
The staff hasn't. I mean, they treat the staff really well.
Yeah. I don't
They've retained that staff there so
That's
dang
the
well.
That's the thing. Like, it can't be that bad because people are still there from when Josh was in high school.
Katie,
some
I
of them.
They're doing all right.
Well, the high schoolers left, like
some
me. But the managerial staff largely is still, which speaks volumes to them, first of all. That means they treat them well and pay them well.
I want to know what the performance bonuses are. You
and
know,
good
like,
bennies.
I don't know.
And you get to steal boxes of Chick-fil-A sauce.
You do.
You can dip your cigarettes in that when you're out back smoking them.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. We got people on the text line. Preach, Katie. Retired full-service GM here, and she says nah.
From where, though?
From where?
No,
yes.
But
where?
Still.
Chick-fil-A. And you don't even have got Sundays off.
No, I don't think
never
you
work
realize.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think you,
you
realize.
Get an extra 4 days a month off.
I don't
we
think
work,
you
my
realize.
Show's on a Sunday here. We work on Sundays.
And you coast through that. It's like you have the day off.
Oh, well, okay. No, you got to make me look good.
I mean, you're very dedicated and you're hardworking. And your pockets are full of Chick-fil-A sauce. Time for a little sports update. What you got, Josh?
Well, I'm about to make dads and lawn care owners happy all around the world here today because we're talking sod.
Yes!
We are talking FIFA sod, and so much has gone into this to create literally the best grass that they can for these players on the pitch. That's what they call it. And Justin,
this is America. It's a field.
It is a field. You're right.
No,
gosh,
it's a
dang
pitch.
It.
It's
we
a field
it
out
a
there.
Here,
look, at, look at how green that field is out there.
Either one, Katie, pitch
sure.
or field.
No, we still call it a pitch, though.
Justin Lang, who is the FIFA pitch venue manager of Los Angeles, talked about what goes into this. And it is basically a seven-year process of finding the perfect match of sod that they can just roll out onto these fields because a lot of these football stadiums that where these soccer games are being played, they use AstroTurf, which is the fake grass, and the FIFA does not allow that. They don't allow AstroTurf on there. So they come up with the perfect mixture of 95% real grass with a plastic coating underneath, which makes the roots grow sideways and embed and make it tougher for it to be torn up.
I was watching the video on this, on how they grow that. Yeah, there's like a plastic underlayer so that the roots don't go into the soil. They spread out, and then you slice it, and you're just roll it right up. It was fascinating.
Well, and it's great, and it makes it easier for if there is a divot in the grass, which is obviously going to happen during a match, they can just cut that little square out and replace it like it's patchwork. And Justin Lang actually talked about the process of this. And man, first of all, I could listen to him talk for years because his voice, but the process about the whole thing is fascinating.
We treat this almost like one of our own children, living, breathing thing.
7 years. That's how long it took to engineer the grass for this year's World Cup.
It's called a carpet hybrid. We grow it on a sod farm in Washington State. And it's been on the sod farm for 12 months. It's natural grass. When we harvest it, put it on the back of a truck, comes down, and we lay it out. And it's pretty much ready play turf.
During matches,
ready play
they stay laser focused on the surface.
Right. Every day throws up a different challenge, and you've got to think on your feet. We don't go to the point, right, of saying goodnight to it every night, but or tucking it into bed, but not far off it, right?
Yeah. That's funny.
That's amazing.
So it's all in these refrigerated trucks that they transport. And do you know a lot of it's grown here in Denver?
No, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
A lot of it's grown here in Denver.
Well, we do have really good weather for it, obviously. It needs so much sun to soak up. And they have been using these like fake sunlight, essentially, for all these fields that are covered. Because so many domes in the United States
are covered.
It's
like going
covered.
To a tanning bed.
Literally. What it reminds me of is the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when he has the lever and the pulley and he's looking through the grass. And he's like, you know, hovering above it. Like, that's them making sure the grass is perfect. The sod is perfect.
Well, we get bragging rights because we have the best grass in the world.
Sure do. Oh,
we do.
Okay, Colorado.
Well, okay, no, I meant the feel. Okay,
you think the way you said it.
Why do you always have to make everything about drugs, Josh?
Over there.
Josh, why is everything always about drugs with you? Listen,
we have the best grass in the world.
Is
that's
there
what you
a,
said.
Listen,
we
I do. Turned down that's the music. Is there a hotline or a website we need to get you to immediately?
I need help.
Do we need to get your mom on the phone?
I love the grass.
Just say no,
Carrie.
Josh. Just say no.
Josh is a stoner.
Jeez.
He's a closet stoner,
just
Carrie.
Say no.
I'm so sorry, Mom. Yeah.
Jeez, pothead.
Viral local moments, local legends, and just enough national drama to keep your group chat spicy.
Hope you guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
Yeah, let's get you updated on all the big things trending today. Today, it is Social Media Day, a day to celebrate all the wonderful things that social media has brought upon us.
Huh.
As we were just discussing off the air, all the hidden comments on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We have so many.
People are mean to us.
Yeah.
Stop being so mean to us. It was originally created in 2010 by Mashable to recognize social media's impact on bringing the world together, although all it's done is tear us apart and lower birth rates. Ironically, a lot of the companies celebrating at the time were like MySpace and Friendster and Vine, all RIP.
Yeah.
May they rest. Story here says the average person spends about 141 minutes a day on the socials. I've been getting better at that. I've definitely been putting my phone down and not scrolling through the socials as much anymore, especially Facebook. Because everyone is so angry and mean on there.
It's pretty divisive.
It's very divisive.
All politics on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
For
it's
whatever
politics
reason.
And AI. I can't trust anything I see on there anymore. Unless you're on Jeremy, Katie, and Josh's Facebook page. Everything is mad legit on there. Anything else? About 5.4 billion people use social media every day. That was just last year in 2025. So
dang.
We love our socials for sure. Will Ferrell is officially an underwear model. He is the face of the latest men's campaign for Skims. He posted some pictures of himself as pro golfer Lonnie Hawkins from the upcoming comedy series, The Hawk. And you guys see the pictures?
Looking good, Willie.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Define good. I mean, he looks like a 50-plus-year-old man.
He's got quite the bulge.
How old is Will Ferrell? Let's
He's
just
up
look
there.
At that.
Obviously, it's all, you know, tongue-in-cheek and
58.
Funny.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It looks pretty good. Like, everything looks like it's supposed to be where it is, right?
Well,
like,
and Skims is holding him together,
that's
you know?
That's
sucking him in.
Skims is just on the bottom part. Like, he's looking pretty good for 58.
Kim Kardashian.
Gotta give it to Will Ferrell.
Her quote is, his body says retire, his skin say one more
Looking
round.
Good, Willie.
Bill for the men who still know they've got it. Anyway, The Hawk is coming out July 16th on Netflix. I watched the trailer for it the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's probably all I'll watch of it. And how about this? Garth Brooks is teasing something on his website. A mysterious countdown clock has popped up on whatever it is, garthbrooks.com, I would imagine. It says the future is about to become history, and it expires on Tuesday, July 7th at 7 a.m. Some people are thinking a tour announcement. Some people are thinking an album announcement. But a lot of people are pointing to another special edition box set from Garth Brooks because he must be hurting for money. Is anyone still buying CD box sets? Is that still a thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, now the younger generation has moved on to vinyl. Like, that's the thing that
they
like. Yeah,
we've regressed even farther back.
Exactly. Nobody's buying CDs. Like, what is that?
I don't know if anyone needs a special edition box set of Garth Brooks at this point.
He's not bringing back Chris Hines. Haynes. Yeah. That was not okay.
It's a flop
for
sure.
The one marketing move he made that was not money.
What's the local stuff going on?
Okay, Palisade peaches are early this year. Really early. Even this farmer's says so.
This is actually the earliest we've ever seen them as far as we can remember. The past few years we've been getting them earlier than normal, but this year we're about 3 to 4 weeks earlier. We've never picked them this early.
Yeah. Oh, I arrive early all the time. What's the big deal?
You're used to it, but August,
what's the big deal?
August is usually the start of peach season, but those juicy babies are coming to us even earlier this year because of the warm winter and everything else that we had. That same farmer said they're even having issues convincing people that they're real Palisade peaches because we know better. We're like, those are imposter peaches because it's supposed to be August is when we get them. I was telling Josh earlier, I lived on a peach orchard, and there's nothing better than walking out to the peach tree, grabbing a peach, and eating it.
You were so spoiled.
Oh, I was so spoiled. So spoiled. But these people who bring them over from the Western Slope, that's the next best thing. So, you know, just make sure you do your due diligence. The farmers who do, or, like this farmer we
heard
from.
How can you tell if it's a true Palisade
peach? Because you know your, you know, farmer's market. Like, this farmer has been at the same farmer's market for 40 years. So you just talk to the people.
The sticker, Jared.
You know,
is it a sticker?
It's not the sticker.
You don't go to the booth where the guy's like, near Palisade peach.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't go to that guy.
You probably don't want to stop off on the side of the road with those trucks. Like, they may be trying to pull your leg. But at the farmer's market,
your peach.
There's usually the same people who show up, and they know that they're from the Western Slope.
Here's my biggest concern.
They're trusted Orchard's out there. All right. You know who it is.
This is my biggest concern of anything that has to do with peaches, no matter where they're from.
What's that?
I don't like to be around people that eat peaches because it's disgusting.
Oh.
That's what it is. The whole...
Juicy. That's a juicy peach where it's running down your arm.
I don't want to be around anyone that eats peaches or slurps soup.
Yeah.
Here's a little inside baseball for you. I have a hard time listening to my wife in the morning drink her morning coffee.
No, that's
that
you know, that's valid.
That's my ick. Slurping.
That's valid. But I'm here for the peaches. You can eat your peaches around me. It's fine.
Somebody wrote in and said Palisade peaches are fuzzier.
Oh.
They have more fuzz on them than regular peaches. How do you not know this, Katie? You lived on a peach farm.
I don't know. I don't think. I guess I didn't compare them. I never liked peaches until I moved over to the Western Slope. And then I had the peaches over there. I was like, is this what peaches are supposed to taste like? Because in North Dakota, they're hard and rocky. You know
what
I mean? Like, exactly. They don't taste like that. So, I guess maybe they're hairier. So we'll have to look into that.
Who's this peach expert writing into us?
I don't know,
how do you know?
They know they're peaches.
Prove your worth, peach expert.
Tell us more. Okay, and then just one more quick thing just for everybody, because the city of Denver is teaming up with Spot Hero to give you $5 parking downtown. So they've got designated spots throughout the city for that price. You got to download their app to get the deal. But the promotion runs through September. So SpotHero.com.
Why are they doing this?
It's the city of Denver. Mayor Mike Johnston came out and said, hey, we want to give people more affordable parking throughout the summer.
Okay.
And so just $5. It's really not. I like it. I dig it. You can spend a lot of money downtown. So if you can save a little money with parking, and then, like I said, there's like 3,000 spots that they've designated. So on the app, you can see exactly where they are. But they're going to look to make that 5,000 spots by the end of this thing. So
good.
Yay. Look at that. More spots downtown
finally
to park in. There you go. I think, there's Mile High Hype.
Shout out to Eric, who just texted in and said, imagine that slurping sound when you have AirPods in. Thanks, Jer.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, good morning. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.